For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Kelly Grant, Cindy Burgess Gerson,
Just Saying,
Kelly Barlow, and Christy Dougherty. We love you girls! Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Caron from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, and here I am with the gorgeous, talented, hard-working, and extremely organized taskmaster, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Bean.
Hello, hello. I do love organizing, especially as we are just 48 hours away from our live show in L.A. For people who have questions about that live show, you go. We put up a little thing on the Facebook group, Watch What Crappens Live and Loving It, which is attached to our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. A bunch of questions. One of the main questions that we're getting asked is, how early do you have to be there? You don't have to be there. So we took a tour of the theater, and the theater was beautiful, and it's big. And one thing that people need to know is that it's like a standing room only venue because it's a music venue. So, like, don't worry that, like, oh, I have to be there early to grab an amazing seat, because there are no seats. There's room for everyone to stand. And the space is big enough that if you're in the back of the room, you're going to see the stage just fine. So, like, don't worry about that. It'll be great. There's room for everyone. Like, don't freak out. I'm freaking out. But the merchandise is limited. So if you do want to get merchandise, you may want to arrive a little bit earlier, so that way you get it before it sells out, if it does.
Yeah, that'll probably go on sale like an hour before the show or something. Yeah. And the music venue is so cool, and it's so pretty. The wallpaper is designed on guitar picks, like it's a pattern of guitar picks. Yeah. One of which is our color. It's our Watch What Crappens color. So it matches our merch table, which we're so excited about, because that's like the gayest shit you can't plan. But it's also like kind of my decor, because I actually bought guitars to learn them and then, you know, gave them up like everything else I get obsessed with for a week. And so actual guitars are the decor in my house. They hang on my walls and I don't play them. And our show is at a decor using guitar picks and I don't play them. So it's like a wonderful way that I haven't learned music celebrated in two places.
Exactly. But yeah, we're really, really excited. The theater, it's like a real venue. I mean, not that the other ones were not real, but it's one thing to, like, a comedy club feels very much like it's like a little platform you sit on and everyone's sitting around in tables. If it's still, even the Gotham, which had 300 people, sort of felt intimate. But this was like, whoa, this is a theater. There's like a balcony. So Balcony Bar Takamas. It's really cool. I'm excited. It's like the most grown up thing we've ever done in our lives.
It really is. And now we have a special announcement. So, Andy, I want to tell you that I'm so impressed because it's someone named Louisa's birthday, okay? I love Louisa, and her brother got her a birthday present of saying happy birthday, okay? Some people have nice brothers like Charles. I don't have a brother like that, but some people do. So happy birthday to you. You have a good brother that didn't ruin your childhood.
I hope you liked my birthday message. I have to work on my delivery, okay? I need delivery lessons. You know what? I need DiGiorno because it's not delivery, okay? But you know what I can say? I don't care about my delivery. All I have to say is happy birthday, Louisa, okay? At least you didn't have to hear about your birthday on page 6, okay?
Seriously? Literally? You're even making somebody else's birthday wish about you? My God. Like, you're a monster. Like, you're serious. You're literally a monster. I don't want to be your friend, because I'm, like, not friends with monster, but I want you to be a friendly monster. Just, like, be in the room, turn on the light sometimes, turn them off, like, scare me a little bit, but, like, in a fun way. Okay?
Would you believe it, girls? It's Louise's birthday, or at least it was yesterday. I hope she had a wonderful time. It didn't fall into too many bushes, but what a great time that was when I fell in a bush.
Happy birthday, Louisa.
Yeah,
love
happy
your
birthday.
Brother, Charles.
Yeah, we meant to do it on your birthday, but we're lazy assholes, so today's your birthday for us.
We're very forgetful people, okay? God, is that me? Like, seriously? That's me? I don't even know if I would want to be friends with me, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, Ramoner. I was really sad last night with Real Housewives of New York because I was thinking, this is it. This is, like, the end of Real Housewives of New York for the season. Like, yes, we're going to talk about Scary Island this weekend. But that's an old one. Like, I've really loved this season, and it's over. And then the commercial came on for the sit-down with Luann de Lesseps. And he had appreciated if we could do this in a backyard.
The Sag Harbor sit-down. Andy, please take a seat in my Adirondack chair. It reminds me of times when they were happier with Alex and the children.
It looks like a regular straw chair wicker, Andy, but it's not. It's made from durable plastic, so I can just clean it with a hose. Can you believe it?
Just the way Tom cleaned me with a hose. Would you believe it, Andy? We broke it up.
And you
so,
know,
Luann, tell me, how many times did he go down on you?
Well, how about you tell me this? Couldn't you have shaved, Andy? I was married. It would have been considerate. Andy just shows up with, like, this 5 day of growth. He's like, yeah, I'm just casual. I'm in white linen pants. I haven't shaved or taken a shower, and I've got an eye booger coming out. So really into this. Thanks for having me out here, Luann.
He's like, can we make this quick? I need to get to a lobster roll at Bostwick's down the street.
Tonight, I'm always owning it. Okay? Wait, you can sit on the rail because you own it?
They're going to also talk about periods, Ramona's daughter's life. And Luann ends the coming up by going, ouch.
It's a good metaphor for her. Ouch.
So we open with a Sonia segment.
Nope.
Don't we?
We actually, no, not quite. We actually open up with Andy saying, so there's been a lot of pillow talk on Real Housewives of New York, but this season was a lot. Look at all the dirty things you said, because you guys like to beat around the bush.
Well, forgive me for thinking that would be a Sonia segment.
Then it was literally 5 minutes of every double entendre or dirty word they said. I mean, talk about stretching for content. It was going on and on and on. Like, look at your boobs. You like doing anal? I thought it would be like a 30-second thing. I swear, this thing went on for 2 minutes at least.
Well, I like that you use the word stretching out with all this vagina talk. Because some of it, of course, was Sonia getting her vagina tightened. And she's like, there's a difference between a vagina and the inside canal. Whatever she was. What was she saying? I don't even know.
She was saying, vagina's on the inside, genitals are on the outside.
John's cucumber dick, which I don't think anybody believes. Mm-hmm. Sonia being allergic to sperm, Harry Dubin sperm, Carol being a bottomer, anal sex, and then Jorinta.
Like, I don't have anal sex. Not me. Exit only.
She sounds like a guy from Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Clearly this entire clip package was edited by Andy, and I'm surprised that when they didn't come out of it, Andy just wasn't sitting there just like doubled over in laughter, you know, being like, they talked about anal sex. It's just like, it just was so, I don't know. It was excessive. It wasn't like offensive. It just was like, this isn't interesting.
Yeah. It's a lot of cringing at thinking of Carol doing anal a lot, pretty much.
Well, Tinsley was like, I have to apologize to my ex for talking about anal sex because that was something that's private and like I need to apologize. And Andy's like, so did you hear from him about that? And she's like, yeah, I heard a lot. I heard a lot. I'm like, oh, so what gets this guy mad is not her going on national TV and talking about how he physically abused you. What gets him mad is people knowing that he likes anal sex.
And Bethany's like, yeah, well, he's going to think that's cute. Like, what, you think he wants that? Like, hi, you know, this guy loves anal sex. Ha, good to meet you, huh?
Like, Bethany has entered pure Catskills mode for this for this third part. She's not doing anything but, like, reciting Shecky Green, you know, lines.
I'm opening for Jackie Mason, huh?
Like, what happened to a handshake, huh? What, are you going to shake an asshole? Like, seriously? Like, how do you even do that? Like, boom, I winked at you. That means we're friends, okay?
So Sonia actually takes Topper's side a little bit, and she's like, I think you don't talk about the families on the television.
You don't bring Bethany's in like, the families.
Like, Godfather, huh? What's going on? Godfather? What's the matter? I grew up with those people. I got a bookie, huh?
Like, what are you, Corleone? Or are you like a Godfather's Pizza kind of girl?
Did you was have Godfather's Pizza growing up?
No, we didn't have
that. It was delicious. We went on a field trip there and watched them make dough. I'll never forget it.
Well, you know, what I love is the Godmother, the sandwich over at Bay City's Deli in Santa Monica. You ever had that?
No,
you ever
I
had
haven't.
That?
No, way to one up me. Like, seriously? What, like, is this what we're going to do? What's the Godmother have, like, more anal sex? Like,
yeah, it's like, you know what it is? You know what it is? It's like a mob boss, except it's a sandwich, okay? And, like, it's going to rule your life, okay? Like, you never talk against the sandwich because the sandwich rules your life. It's the best sandwich ever. Like, honestly, I can't. Like, it's got the works. And by the works, I mean everything. It's going to kill everyone. Like, it's going to kill Sonny. It's going to kill Fredo. It's going to kill everyone.
It's not even the mob boss. It's the mob moss, like Sonny's vagina. Like, seriously, have you seen that thing? It's like growing hair like a beaver in a dam.
Stupid. So anyway, then we get a little I made a line in my notes. Like, okay, we've compared this to The Godfather. Mm-hmm. So we are going to move on now. But no, Andy's like, and then there was more fucking. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And Sonia brings her fight to the she's like, finally, it's my time to bring my fight to the stage. And she's like,
yeah.
I wasn't even the one who had anal with the pirate in the greenhouse. Yeah. Remember, Carol, you wrote me a 3-page letter talking about how it wasn't me who had anal in the greenhouse. And Carol's like, Siri just runs on. If you let her,
she's like, this is what happens if you butt dial Sonia. She thinks everything's an apology.
And Shecky Frankel over there, Frankel over there.
Shecky.
It's like, what are you email leaks? Like, what are you leaking the anal? What is your anal leaking?
Yeah, you know what? It's like, it's not WikiLeaks. Yeah, you know what it is? It's like, it's anal leaks. It's anal because your butt is leaking from like all the pirate butt sex you're having. Huh? What is this? Like, I can't. Like, honestly, like, if I hear any more of it, like, it's like, you know, it's like, it's a wide open canal. Like, I can't. It's like the Nile River. You know what? It's like, where are the pyramids? Because they should be just like a big river going into your butt right now. Honestly, I can't. Like, where's your end up? Huh?
It's like that part of a volcano where it just rains so hard that finally it makes a big gaping hole. And you're like, I never thought it could get bigger. And then it does.
Your farts have like lightning in them. You know, it's like when a volcano like erupts and makes its own weather. It's like that's what your farts do because your butthole's so big. It's like a volcano. It's like Mount St. Helens, Mount St. Sonia's, huh? Crack a Sonia. Huh?
So Andy makes this gross face because he's talking about Sonia saying she's allergic to hairy sperm. And I'm like, what are you making the pain face for? You've made this entire first 10 minutes about anal. Why are you acting like?
And why are you asking this question? Like, literally no one cares how she would know if she's allergic to Harry's sperm. No one wants to think about Harry's sperm.
They just wanted to show her that, like, wrestling mask facial thing again. And he goes, I have a question. Is oral sex not sex? And Ramona's like, well, I didn't know, okay? I grew up Catholic. And my father would say, like, when you go out tonight, no intercourse, okay? You little whore. So to me, intercourse was sex. You know, we would have oral sex, like the toothbrush. You get an oral B, and you're like, what is that, second base? Is that sex now? Like before Bill Clinton, I thought that, okay?
One time, Avery came home with an oral B toothbrush. I said, no, Avery, you are going to go to a good school, okay? Next time, I want you to come back with an oral A, okay?
Now everything's sex, I guess. So I guess I have a lot of sex. If sex isn't like anything to do with sex, like what is like, you want to make a sandwich now? Well, I had a sandwich when I was little, so I guess I had sex. Like, what do I know?
What do I know? I just know about cold cuts. I know about ham. I know about turkey. I know about bologna. But guess what? Bologna's not even a real meat, okay? It's not like real sex. Bologna is the oral sex of cold cuts, okay?
That's why Ramona. That's why I regret dating that guy named Bolgana.
No wonder my dad called me all those names. I didn't know, okay?
did you know there's actually a city called Bologna? And I thought, that's rude. Why would you name a city after a fake meat? It's not right. Those people deserve a real name. But they can't have it now, because now they're just baloney, and no one believes what they say. They say, you know what? You know what I say when you speak? I say you're from baloney, and you're full of baloney. But what if I don't want to be full of baloney? Okay?
Okay.
I really appreciated Ramona doing an impersonation of our impersonation of Ramona. That was really great of her to do that. I mean, she hit it on the nail. Like our,
she
our
really had the father in there. She had the whole thing. I'm Catholic, and when I grew up, my father said,
yeah, I mean, the literal line was, I grew up Catholic, so my father always said, you can't have intercourse. So my first boyfriend, when I was 17, we would have oral sex. To me, I thought I wasn't having sex. I was like, "That you're literally doing our impersonation of you." If she had said Geraldine Parsons Smith, I would have, like, just fallen over. I'd be like, oh, my God, we have manifested this lady. She's a tulpa.
So then we get our golden montage of Ramona fighting with Bethany and starting shit with her. And my favorite, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Bethany? I don't remember it being four times.
Me neither, but I can also imagine that by the fourth time, we were just like so overwhelmed with joy that we, like Ramona, were in like a reverse blind rage.
We didn't hear the fourth one because we were like opening our gif-making app on the computer. Like, oh my God, this is gif gold.
At that point, I think I was just like tearing off my face and revealing a black void beneath it.
Oh my God, it's like Sony's vagina under that mask. Seriously? Oh, man. We're all weak. Have the salmon.
So Bethany and Ramona going at each other. And then, all of this stuff was just classic Ramona. When Bethany's like, I don't even want you on my trip.
Well, it's a group trip. Okay? So then I just won't go on the tequila thing if you don't want me to. Okay?
So the question is, why did Ramona bring up that article in the first place? And she has this whole convoluted answer. She's like, well, my friend Nicole, she just went to Bermuda, and it turns out the men there don't wear pants, they wear shorts. And she said to me, I just saw that they have shorts there. And I said, you should read more. You should read the newspapers. You'd be up unaware of these things, Nicole. So Nicole went and read the newspaper, and she came back and she said, look what I read in Bermuda Times. Bethany's in a hardcore pornography movie. And I said, whoa, that's crazy.
And Bethany's like, yeah, okay, okay. Well, that article came out like 6 months before, like you were in Bermuda. And she's like, Bethany's going off, and Ramona whips out her phone case, which is like black and white stripes or whatever, and she's like, well, I told my friend on Snapchat, said, tell me when you told me about that article with Bethany, because maybe it happened in the Bermuda Triangle, I don't know, they're gonna come for me, I need evidence. And Bethany's like, look, whatever, it was with the intention of taking me to a public place in front of cameras to like do it there, and that was just stupid, that was wrong. And she's like, no, let me read you the Snapchat.
Let me read you the Snapchat.
My friend, who's a little deer with hearts that fly all over her head, said,
it's like, Jesus Christ, Ramona. So she's, Ramona basically like, got in trouble, then texted her friend so she could have a screenshot to bring to the reunion. You see how fucking sick these things are? And I love it.
Exactly. She's like, I need delivery lessons. Do they give them? I need delivery lessons. Look, I lost my whole mojo because she was upset at me, which I can understand in retrospect, but I didn't understand, and it made me act out even worse. I just need delivery lessons. Like, how do those people at Grubhub do it? I don't understand. When she sent me that article, I'm with Avery, and I'm like, oh my God, I hope everything's okay with Bryn, I hope no one is saying anything, okay?
All I could think about in Bermuda was Bryn. She should have gotten 20% of the trip because that's what it cost my brain, okay? And Bethany's like, whatever, you're full of shit. Like, I'm so sure you're just living for me. You just care, huh? Huh? You just care? Ha ha. And she's like, you know what, Bethany? You're quicker with the wit, okay? Like, you're quick with that. You're always going to win because you're so quick with wit, okay? I'm a good person, okay?
And everyone just starts cracking. It's like the laugh track for the Big Bang Theory. It's like, whoa!
I swear on my daughter's life that that's the fucking truth, okay? And I would die for my daughter right here, okay? I would literally fly a plane into the Bermuda Triangle and wave goodbye to Nicole at the in Bermuda and wave goodbye to Avery, and I'd stand by my truth as I went down into the abyss, okay?
If there was a genie and I got three wishes, I would say, genie, I wish that my daughter wasn't there when she heard that Bethany was a slutty porn star whorographer. And also, I wish that Bethany's daughter didn't have her life ruined by her mother being a slutty pornography-making lady. And three, I wish I knew the bologna sandwiches were just sex. Hey?
Whoa, I bet you didn't know this, but you can actually order bologna sandwiches on Postmates because they know how to have a good delivery. Like Bethany. Bethany knows how to deliver bologna real well, okay?
Oh, yeah, you should work for Postmates. Postmates, huh? Get it?
Hey, you know what you need to work for? You know what you need to work? Post-CAC. That's what you need to work for, huh? Post-CAC, huh? Because you're full of CAC and you just deliver CAC all the time. Just like a bunch of semen all over me. That's why you like going to Bermuda. Just semen everywhere. Get that Andy semen. He's like,
well, I had a boat. So Bethany goes off on this like diatribe of Ramona's past offenses.
She's like, remember the bridge? Remember the bridge, huh? Remember when you...
Is that like the Alamo? I'm sorry, I don't remember the Alamo. I'm supposed to remember every single time I went to Hertz and Alamo and Enterprise. I'm sorry, Bethany.
Don't shoot the iMessage, because new phones are expensive, okay?
That's the way the crumbles make cookies, okay? Listen, I don't cry over spilled coffee, okay?
Bethany just is going off on everything that's ever happened in anybody's life. Like, she blamed Ramona for hanging or for crucifying Jesus. Like, yeah. She really went there. And Ramona's like, okay, Bethany. Okay, wit. Okay. Okay, wit lady. I own it, though. That's the difference. And she's like, so you can shit on the universe and you just say, I own it and that's okay? Like, well... You know, and then Bethany says, what did I do to you ever? Name it. What did I ever do to you, Ramona Singer? And she's like, I don't remember. Like, I didn't even remember that blowjobs were sex. Like, how am I going to remember back that far? I'm not like you with that remembering.
I come from a place of kindness. That's why I have as many friends as I do. A lot of friends like Nicole, who goes to Bermuda and reads all the stories about you, Bethany, being in Bermuda Hustler magazine, okay?
Well, the difference is children. It's like, okay, Luann. Yeah, so she's like, by the way, no one bring up my daughter's DUI, please. Because that would be completely disrespectful, and it happened on my property.
It's like, yeah.
Okay. So is Ramona jealous of Bethany, guys? What do you think, Ben? What would be your guess?
Well, obviously, yes.
No. Why would I be jealous? I'm proud of her. I love successful women. For example, I was self-made by 30, her 37.
Yeah.
Latecomers are still comers. Okay, Andy?
I also like before that when Ramona was getting all mad at Bethany, like she's trying to turn on Bethany. She's like, don't make up stories that I did something to be malicious and to embarrass you. First of all, you don't even get embarrassed. So how could I even embarrass you in the first place, Bethany? There, proved it's your own embarrassment game. You should be embarrassed by that, but you can't be, as stated in the rules of the embarrassment game, okay?
And then Andy's like, well, skinny girl tweeted at you. It's like, oh, good. We're letting skinny girls' tweets be read on the air. How come the actual human beings don't get to read their tweets?
Yeah. Yeah, skinny girl was like, because remember in Vermont, Ramona had said that she doesn't like, she didn't want to drink skinny girl wine or something like that. And skinny girl's like, it's okay, we don't like you either. And so then Bethany's like, you know what? You don't have any right. Like, so what? Okay, you know what? You brought me hummus when I was bleeding out. Thank you very much. But you know what, though? You don't have a right to criticize me. You sold like half a dozen bottles of wine. Okay, you know what? Like, you don't have the right to criticize my brand. I'm like, actually, she really does, because you have made this brand and you're foisting it on everyone. And everyone's allowed to have an opinion on this shit. It's just not nice of her to do it, but she's allowed to, Bethany. And it's like kind of obnoxious that you are pulling rank, because obviously your brand is significantly better than Ramona Pinogrigio.
Yes, but, and also like, you're doing such a hypocrite. She yeah, she's like, oh yeah, well, look, she sold like a couple of bottles of wine last year, so, you know, I can understand why you can't be happy for other people. It's like, Jesus Christ, why are you always allowed to go so low and bring everybody to the bottom, and then you're shocked when they don't like you, you know? Yeah. Well, we don't like you either, Ramona. Yeah, and the tweet after was, Bethany, you're wonderful!
So Bethany's like, you can't be happy for other people. You just can't be. And Ramona's, I am generally happy. I was like, real convincing, Ramona. You sounded like a really happy lady there.
And Carol's like, then why do you lash out? The point is to learn from mistakes, because that's what makes us better human beings. Also, just say thank you when a man opens the door for you. It's called manners.
Be considerate.
And Ramona's, let's see here.
So now they're talking about the Brochure's like, fight.
Oh, well, I've been there with Ramona. And, you know, the problem is she says she's sorry and thinks it's forgiven. And Ramona goes, I can take that.
Or I'll accept that. Mario always says that about me, okay?
So then we come into the drug confrontation. And he's like, well, he gets like his, we're about to talk about anal sex again face.
Yeah.
But he's like, had you taken any pills, you know, any antidepressants? She's like, pills? What are you kidding? What, a Tic Tacs pills now? Oh, my God. Well, then fine. Then I took Tic Tacs and had bologna. So I'm a pill-popping sex addict, Andy. Okay? Is that what you want me to say?
And they're just like, I didn't realize how bad it was. I was so busy trying to fix the paint in Ramona's room. I was like, I was a blind rage. It was a blind rage, okay? Tasted like melon. It was like a blind melon.
So Andy says, you know, Pickles goes missing. Leave it up to Sonia to take in another broken brat and her curling iron. So then it's the Tinsley and Sonia thing, which...
you're just... I just like how you're just like, okay, and now Tinsley and Sonia.
did I skip something?
No, it's just like, I'm just like sitting here like going through my notes like, okay, cross out.
Oh, you did? What did I skip? My last thing on that was Bethany arguing about antidepressants or whatever, the pills that Ramona did or not take. Well, Bethany did say, Sonia said you took his Xanax. And then Sonia just looks up like, did I?
Either way, somehow at the end of this whole like Bethany and Ramona thing that we've been listening to for 10 minutes where they're screaming at each other, Bethany's like, I'm like not angry at you. Like, believe it or not, I'm not. I just, it's like, I like you. I just don't want to be close to you. You know, and she's like, fine. I don't want to, that's fine. I get that. It's just like, you know, like, I don't want to be close. Like, we went through things and, you know, it's like, it's been like 10 years and like, it's not like I don't, it's not like I hate you. I just, it's like, I don't like you.
Well, that's like, okay, because some people are deserving of hummus and some people aren't. And now I know. Why waste hummus? And she's like, yeah, well, thanks for the container.
To be fair, I did bring you Sabra, which is kind of the best one. I think other friends may have brought you Athenos, and that's not as good as Sabra. So maybe you might want to reconsider how much you want to not like me. Okay?
Good luck finding someone to read books in the other room while you're in another room feeling sick, okay?
I sat there and I smelled your Sabra breath, okay? And it wasn't nice. It was very garlicky and tasted a little bit like pine nuts because I got the special ones with pine nuts on top and had a little bit of smell of some cayenne pepper too, okay? But I didn't say a thing because I'm a good friend and that's why I have so many other friends. That's why I was self-made 7 years before you were self-made, okay? So before we go on to Tinsley and Sonia... you know, we are doing this really awesome giveaway for Orbitz at our live show, because Orbitz is doing this whole thing called, the middle seat selfie. Am I guessing it right? It's the middle seat. Yeah. Middle seat selfie sweepstakes, which is this really cool thing that they're doing, wherein basically if you are like stuck in the middle seat in your flight or just like a park bench or on a bus or really anywhere, if you take a selfie, and then there's this whole thing where you like, you have to follow them on Instagram or Twitter and you have to tag it with hashtag middle seat selfie sweepstakes, when you share it. You could win something crazy like 2 first class vouchers and $1,000 in Orbucks. Not yes. To confuse Daddy Warbucks.
Yes. So, and we both use Orbitz as well all the time. I just got my Chicago hotel there for way cheaper than the actual hotel was trying to charge my ass online. It's like, see? Excuse you, sir. I'm going to look on Orbitz. And they were like, you could be saving this much money, and you've also got $49 in Orbitz bucks.
Yes. So since it is the middle of our podcast right now, we are sort of in the metaphorical middle seat of our podcast. So we decided to help promote this really cool thing. We are introducing a new segment called the Crappin's Middle Seat, wherein we imagine what it must be like to be in the middle seat between two Bravo celebrities on a flight.
So since we're in Real Housewives of New York, should we do some Real Housewives of New York?
I think so. Which, by the way, this is probably not going to be very much different from what you've just been listening to the past 30 minutes. Okay, who do you want to be?
You tell me.
I feel like it's got to... We're either going to be a mix of, like, Ramona, Luann, Dorinda, or Bethany. So you just pick one.
Okay, I'll be Dorinda.
Okay. I'll be Luann, since we've been doing a lot of Ramona. How about that? I'll be Luann. Okay.
Okay.
Which seat would you like?
I'll take the window seat.
Okay. I'll be in the aisle.
I like feeling confined.
Excuse me, middle path. Dorinda, would you like a cocktail? This woman is asking if you would like a cocktail.
Breakfast? Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Over easy.
She doesn't know where she is. She'll have a Bloody Mary. Make that a double, and I'll have a tequila. Here, hold on. Excuse me. While Dorinda, here's your Bloody Mary. You gonna take your Bloody Mary?
Hey, Laylee, talking about bloody. I stabbed my hand. Look at it. Look at it. If you were a palm reader, and you were reading my hand right now, what would it say? What would it say?
Well, if I'm looking at your palm, if I can brush off this blood for a moment. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, middle seat passenger, that I brushed Dorinda's blood onto your lap.
I just stabbed my finger because I was having dinner with my friends and my friend. And I was like, how dare you talk to me like that? What are you, skinny girl? Eh? You mean?
I mean, I find it crazy that your palm is not congratulating me on my recent marriage to Tom.
God, Jesus, we've heard enough about the marriage this time. I love you, Lou. Why can't we just be friends? You're bankrupt.
Listen, one thing we don't talk about is the children, and my children is my money. I actually imagine the middle passenger is now sitting there with Dorinda passed out on their right shoulder, and Luann has now busted out the photo album. Oh, and here we were. We were in the Palm Beach Church. No, that's Palm Beach, not West Palm Beach. Yes, Palm Beach. Here I am walking in. Here, there's the man I knew I'd spent the rest of my next 7 months with.
Okay. Palm Beach, am I supposed to be somewhere? Am I supposed to be somewhere? Nobody texted me.
Dorinda, you walked onto this plane in your Herman Munster boots, and you took the window seat, and now you're not even sleeping. I don't understand this, and I don't appreciate it.
Lisa Sketches.
You know, I did just get married. It would have been considerate to give me the window seat.
Clip! The end.
The end. That was our Crappin's Middle Seat.
That's so guys, fun. I like that little segment.
That was fun. What was weird is that, like, I can actually imagine being in the middle of that and being like, oh my God. I actually feel like that wasn't us being a parody. I think that was actually a very true to life.
That's probably happened. They're like, who put us on Southwest and what is it? So that picture would basically be that lady's selfie would be Dorinda sleeping and drooling on her shoulder with blood. She'll have like blood splats all over where Dorinda was touching her.
And then Luann, like, shoving a photo up with a wedding album in front of her while she's trying to watch House Hunters on the little TV in front of her. This poor lady is stuck between them. But I also do really appreciate that Luann and Dorinda fly coach.
They just keep getting screwed. But it's just the way that Luann describes it isn't coach at all, ever. It's like, well, we were in the class section of the, like, which class section? You know, the class section of the plane. What do you want me to call it? Just a seat? I mean, come on. I'm sorry. You're the one saying it's a yacht. It's a plane. I never said that. I said it was class.
Excuse me, ma'am. When do we get our fresh cookies here in coach class? No? No cookies? Well, I mean, I did just get married. It'd be considerate. Would you believe it, girls? No cookies here.
Oh, so that is the Orbitz middle seat selfie. So take one of yourself on a middle seat anywhere and hashtag Orbitz. No, middle seat selfie sweepstakes.
Yeah, super cool.
And thanks, Orbitz. They're going to be our travel sponsor for our upcoming live shows. Yeah. And we are psyched to actually know people at Orbitz.
Yeah, it's really cool. Well, we have an avid listener over there, and we are going to convert the Orbitz universe. But for real, yeah, they're giving us a little sponsorship, so we're paying it back, and of course they are giving away a flight voucher at our live show. Yeah. So thanks, Orbitz, you're so groovy.
Yes, and we're, you know, very appreciative.
Unlike Tinsley.
Now this
but it was hard.
I really
like
this.
By the way, that was the only reason why I was being like, "You're going too fast," because I was like, "This is where I was planning to do the Orbitz break." So I was like, "No."
Oh, I thought this is where I was going to go. I thought this is the first time in 6 years that you've ever said you're moving through notes too fast. Ever.
No, it was only because I was like, because, you know, God forbid I actually tell Ronnie the plan ahead of time. So I was like, no, it's the perfect timing in between two segments. But I wasn't expecting to go that fast. I thought I'd be like able to jump in and control the flow.
Well, there was so much Bethany and Ramona yelling. I was trying to type it so fast that I was like, I can't. And also, we're not going to go line by line anyway, because we've been hearing it for years. It's always Bethany's same rant. How dare you? Walking across that bridge? How could you make me feel like that? Do you know how hard I worked? I own everything. I did this myself. Nobody gave me nothing. Sleeped at the top? What'd you do to Alex McCord? What'd you do to her? What'd he do to me?
I mean, Bethany is an interesting character, just to harp on this comment one more time, just because I started to watch a little bit of the Scary Island episode, and, you know, and the episode begins with like Kelly just like going in on Bethany being a chef versus a cook, or a cook, you know, cook versus a chef. And the thing is with Bethany, for as much as she puts on this hard exterior, and as much as we always say she is hard, nothing gets through, she doesn't feel anything, she's like extremely sensitive, which obviously we know, she cries all the time. But these things that you would actually think she would brush off, she actually takes them to heart more than the normal person. I think she's actually hypersensitive, because like when Ramona's yelling at her drunkenly, or Kelly Bensimone is being a crazy person, she doesn't seem capable to be like, oh, you're just a crazy person. She's like, you just destroyed my entire career right there in 30 minutes. You just tore me down. And it's kind of like, don't you have enough? I thought you were like self-aware enough to understand that this is the drunk ravings of a crazy person right now. And she doesn't seem to be able to do that.
Well, she's sensitive enough to understand that she's sensitive. And I think that that could be a first step. But if that's your only step, you're a sociopath, okay? Mm. Like, you have to have feelings for other people, too. And I get that she's been wronged, and she's really not incorrect about the list that she goes off on with Ramona. But a lot of that stuff, it's, like, so easy. And she even says it when she gets mad. She's like, I hate when people say it's all jealousy, and they're all jealous. But they're all jealous. Like, la, 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 la. You know? Maybe it does come from that, but it also comes from you acting like you're always more important and your feelings are the only one that counts. And why is it okay for you to try and break up someone's marriage or wait until you're on camera to confront someone with a picture of their husband cheating blatantly in public? Why is that okay? But then you're mad that someone else waited 6 months to bring it up in a special time. Is it because you cried because of how hard it was going to be for you to do this on camera? It's like, fuck you, you know? It's like, good that you can feel for yourself. Now just maybe extend the favor to the rest of humanity, bitch.
I also feel like there's like a general awareness that if you're on these shows, you're supposed to save stuff for being on camera. And I know that it's a weird thing, right? Because it's a weird thing. But it is a weird thing, because normal human beings would just, you know, respect privacy and approach something off camera, you know. But at the same time, you guys are all in it together, and it's all in your vested interest to make it for a good show. So it's a weird tension between being a good person and doing what a normal human being would do, and being a good cast member and trying to do something so that way they can all kind of stay afloat and stay alive.
Well, in this situation in particular is the most obnoxious, I think, of the whole season, because when this cast came back, they hadn't seen each other. I remember the first couple of episodes of the season, we were laughing because they were just so obviously like, all right, we're back, let's fight.
Dorinda's like, I'm going to yell at Sonia. Oh, you wait. You wait. I've been saving it.
Yes.
And then Ramona came in like, well, I was friends with Bethany last year, and she said some not nice things about me, and I didn't know, so I'm going to start a fight with Bethany, okay?
Yeah.
And then she just wouldn't let it go, because Bethany did take it really well when she's like, what about being on Porn Baloney Hub or whatever? And Bethany's like, yeah, I'm like a real whore, okay?
Yeah.
Like baloney
hub. I do baloney porn, huh?
Yeah.
I just have the baloney at my badge, huh?
She took it well, and then Ramona was like, well, that's good that you don't get mad, because I'm thinking about your daughter. Like, this could really... And she's like, oh, yeah. Diane Sawyer is coming up to Bryn. Like, what do you think about your mom's tits 20 years ago or something? Like, she was just taking it... You know, she was going with it. But Ramona just wouldn't let it go. And it was obviously just some fake, stupid thing. And Bethany knew it. So, like, yes, Ramona was being obnoxious.
Right. But... I mean, Ramona also has a little bit of a point. Where she said, you know, don't you like this? He said, we didn't have to go line by line because we've talked about it so much, but now we're going back into it. But Ramona did have a point where she said, well, all you had to say was that I hadn't talked to her about it. Everything's fine. That's all you had to say. And she's like, well, I'm not going to take, you know, what to say lessons from you, Ramona.
And Andy's like, when he does that nod, smile, yeah, like, you like, lost again. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they actually both were right. I mean, she like, no, like, Ramona is not the person to be taking advice from. But Ramona also is sort of saying, listen, you actually could have just nipped this in the bud. Like, I'm a crazy person. You could have quieted me down just by saying this.
And Luann's like, well, I'm glad that she's the one getting the sympathy. I'm the one having to do this interview from my backyard.
It's just been so hard watching Ramona fight with my hairstyle. The toll it's taken on me. I've been there, sister. God bless Luann.
So back to Tinsley. I'm sorry, Tinsley. Yeah. It's hard to get into this, but my favorite
it's
Tinsley
not
being
that
a brat.
Easy to get over.
My favorite. Basically just pulling a little Landon, but I still like Tinsley. This whole manners thing with her mother is one of my favorite scenes ever. She's like, well, I hope you're being appreciative and giving her cookies and leaving behind little treats. She's like a dog? No. All Sonya really needs is to just be acknowledged and just say something in a happy tone. It doesn't even matter what it is. You're a good girl. That's all you need to pat her on the head. Like a dog? No. Just wait for her to go poo-poo, pick it up in a bag, and don't guilt her about it. Like a dog?
I mean, you could do any, just like, I mean, just go outside and throw like a stick around, something, just something to show us you're interested in her.
She like just wants to be impressed with you fetching something. Like a dog. Okay. You know what? Actually, treating her like a dog would be a step up. So just go there. Okay. Give her a bowl of water and put some radio on when you leave the house.
You know, it makes sense because my latest show in Saint-Tropez is called Kibbles and Bits and Bits and Bits and Vagina.
Oh, my God. A bits? Sex now? Oh, jeez. So this turns into...
So it's basically about
Tinsley,
like,
and Sonia.
Their fight. Right. And it says, Tinsley's saying, well, it started off all sisterly and then it got really mean and it wasn't really nice. And Sonia's like, listen, I never said that she was a bad guest, except for all the times I said she was a bad guest.
I should have laid off of you in front of the girls. I was kidding. You know, I was kidding about how you were hurting my feelings because I let you in and then you're at dinner with my besties and I'm just sitting at home trying to learn which part bits goes in front of. It's really a very difficult thing, you know. It's the theater. I could have used some support.
Yeah, Tinsley was basically, Sonia said that everything was fine until Tinsley started airing all her dirty laundry to all of Sonia's friends. And Luann's like, well, I mean, as someone who did once live in the Bang Bang room in Sonia's townhouse, I have to say, she was just being an overbearing mama. That's all. Just a sad, overbearing mama with brown eyes. Oh, and by the way, they never talked about the brown eyes on the reunion. That, I think, was like the number one question I had. What was up with the brown eyes?
The brown eyes, yeah. He never got to that. Or he also never shamed Dorinda for being kind of homophobia when she was talking about anal. I was surprised about that because I don't care that he didn't because I didn't find it homophobic at all. But I remember bringing it up when we were actually watching that episode because whenever somebody says something like that, he's like, do you feel like you really hurt the gay community by saying that anal sex was disgusting and perverted? You know, he usually makes them go on the apology tour.
Yeah, he suddenly likes to become like a civil rights activist.
He's like, this isn't like about me. It's about the tears that Anderson Cooper shed when he saw this. Okay.
So yeah, Sonia's like, well, I was hard on Tinsley because the bottom had just been pulled out of her life. Oh, strange turn of words. And like, you know, she said, I want to come back behind the comfort of your home and the safety of your arms and rebuild. I was like, what is this, like Sarah McLachlan all of a sudden? In the arms of Sonia, far away from here.
Na, na, yeah, from the brown
I adopted
eyes.
Her like a dog. Sarah McLachlan told me to.
Some comfort here. Sure. That's but where. Some comfort here. Not out playing the town and dating people. You didn't say you wanted to come here and date. You said you wanted to make amends and apologize and show everybody you're not just some insecure idiot from the red carpet, that you're really a new person and I helped you. I was supposed to be the mentor.
I literally bought you a comforter. So I actually think buried it like underneath the self-serving neuroses, Sonia actually has a little bit of a point. I understand. She was basically saying, look, you came here and said you want to get your life back together. You don't want to go back to your old ways. And you want to, you know, you want to get married. You're not looking to screw around. So I was being like, no, you can't. You shouldn't do that because you're trying to get married, etc. That's what I think Sonia was trying to say. Although Tinsley then said, well, I never said that. I never said I wanted to have that. So, I mean, assuming if Sonia heard that that's what Tinsley wanted, then Sonia's response makes some sense. But I mean, all the browbeating and the mockery and the passive aggressive comments, that doesn't fly.
Yeah, but I think Sonia's really saying, look, I helped get you on this show so I could have a storyline of mentoring a new slut. Yeah. And you totally took that away with me when you would only film Brown Ice and you didn't get me to give you any lessons. Like, do you know how huge it would have been if I could have had your vagina retightened? You know, like, you're just leaving me out. It's like you accepted a storyline outline and then decided you didn't want to be in it.
And I also like that while this is happening, they're living out their strange mother-daughter dynamics, because while Sonia is monologuing, Kenzie's going,
Luann's being like the fair but loving aunt. Because she was just sticking up for Tinsley. She was just sticking up for Sonia and saying, well, she was just being overbearing, but she means well. And then she's like,
well, I don't know. I don't know why you were upset. Like, I don't have to leave little gifts for you. You're my friend, not my dog. And then Luann goes,
well, you went to dinner on her birthday with her friends. Where was the card? We're all wrong. Okay, we're all right, we're all wrong.
There are many sides to this situation, and there are many fine birthday cards on all sides.
For example, congratulations on finding a husband, getting a yacht and a penthouse.
Ah, geez, here we go.
I did like that when Tinsley said, my whole plan was a big gift at the end, not a bunch of small gifts. And then Bethany goes, I believe that. I'm like, wow, did I really, was it, that's not really up there with like UFO, like, what is this, are you like the, are you like the on Judge Judy, like the public defender, I don't know.
It's official, 9/11 was fake.
It's like, okay, thanks Bethany. Like,
okay, 9/11 was fake, Tinsley's birthday plan, real, okay?
JFK was killed by Ronald McDonald, okay? Like, it's all real, I believe it all.
Yeah.
And,
I'm your friend, not your intern. Sorry.
And then Tinsley does the typical response. Tinsley could really just get out of this by being like, I know I came off ungrateful. That was not my intention. I'm sorry I got so, you know, weird and sensitive about it, but I was going through a hard time. But instead, she's like, I'm sorry I'm not perfect, but it was tough. I was going through a really hard time in my life. It's like, you don't understand what I was going through. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry my iconic curl distracts me so much from doing the right thing. I'm sorry. Like, you know, like, it was hard. I was so far from my blowout guy. He was an extra block away, and it was hard. And I have a friend who has a little car that drives on the sidewalk. It's hard.
And then Sonia says, yeah, but every time she goes out and dates somebody, I knew that would happen. She just finds any old guy off the street, and she's like, I'll make it work. I'm like, you came home with someone from the coat check. And you're driving to Hoboken to eat bread off some old dude you won't fuck. Like, what are you talking about? You married
you
some
seduce
old
people
dude.
With napkins.
Yeah. Like, you married some old dude for his money. I mean, come on, Sonia.
So then there's like this whole Page Six controversy, this really silly controversy. And it's like, Sonia, did you go to Page Six? She's like, no, of course not. And Carol like, I believe that she did. And then I love that while it's like Carol's saying she did, Sonia's saying she didn't. No one's asking Ramona. Ramona's sitting there with her eyes bulging like she's about to take a giant dump on the chair. Like, obviously it was Ramona. Clearly Ramona.
Turn to the back to find the answer on page 7, okay?
You have to read it. It's upside down, okay? No, those are Sudoku numbers. Why are you looking at Sudoku? Look at the Ramona quiz answer, okay?
But Sonia's answer is perfect. And probably the most truthful thing we've heard of tonight, because she goes, page 6, being in the papers is what brought you back to New York. Why would, like, being in page 6 again is what got you here. So yeah. Since when there's do you a have gift. A problem being in page 6?
So Tinsley basically said, I don't care if you were the one who directly told the reporter or not. Like, you ran your mouth about it so much that it got to the reporter somehow, and that was really obnoxious. And Sonia's like, well, I mean, how do you think I felt? You know, you were saying this, you went to your friends first before talking to me. And Carol's like, that's because you put her name in page 6. Why would she go to you?
So now we go to Mexico.
Oh, wait, before that, I just want to say there was discussion about the thank you, fuck you party. And it's like, was it a thank you or a fuck you party? And Bethany's like, hey, can we call it a fuck you party? Portmanteaus.
A fuck you? Is that what she said?
Fuck you. Like, it's like thank you, then fuck you together. It's like fuck you. Got it? You
know, oh my like, God. Like, saying thank you is fucking somebody now? Oh my God. I can't even say thank you anymore. I guess I'm just as much of a whore as Bethany.
And then Tinsley's like, I'm sorry I thought. I'm sorry I wasn't the perfect house guest. I'm sorry I didn't bring you coffee and flowers. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, well, I went
I'm sorry
to
I'm not the perfect
accident.
Daughter, okay? But give me a little credit. A little credit for trying the best that I can. Wait a minute. I know that speech.
You do? You are enough, Celeste. When are we going to do a viewing of Soap Dish or Big Business? We just have to have that happen. We need to have like a Crappens viewing of it. Just like go to a bar, put it on the big screen. We're not even we can't recap. We just have to watch it and just take it all in its glory. When are we going to do that?
I don't know. Make a plan. Make a date. Make an iCal.
We'll call it a fuck you party. Okay.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
We'll serve Horloni sandwiches to people.
Horloni.
Then slut shame them on the way out the door. Like, thank you for coming.
Everyone has to bring bologna for Houston. No, Ramona, that's not going to help. Fine, then I'll eat the bologna. Oh, yeah, by the way, everyone should, by the way, go to, this is a good moment to, like, in the middle. Don't you love this? Right in the middle of the recap. For real, though, everyone go donate at the Red Cross, because we have a lot of Crappens listeners that are down there in Houston and the surrounding areas that have been really affected by Hurricane Harvey. That motherfucker of a hurricane. It's fucking up people. We actually have a few people, including Christina, who came to our Austin show. She's one of our most ardent listeners, but also several others who had bought tickets to fly to L.A. from Houston for our show this weekend, and they may not be able to come because of Hurricane Harvey. So, I mean, that's the least of the concerns in Houston right now. But, you know, just to show that we have Crappens family
like,
down
here's
there.
Here's
okay?
how Harvey affected us.
Later, skater!
We're, like, lounging in privilege on Skype that works
guys,
in a house that's gross but not flooded.
Yeah, you guys, assholes. Like, four people aren't coming. But, no, for real, though. But I was just trying to say as a way to personalize that we have Crappens listeners there. And you can go to, I think it's redcross.org. you know how to use Google. You can get the Red Cross. But also, Christina actually posted a phone number for the local chapter of her Red Cross. So if you come to our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchforcrappins, that's up there, right there. Just scroll. You'll find it. Go donate $10, $100, $1,000, whatever you want.
Yeah, but, help everybody out.
Yeah, help everyone out. Don't send baloney, though. That's not going to help. Ramona. What if I send Ramona Pinot Grigio?
I'm single. I'm ready to mingle, okay? Just send baloney to everybody, okay?
Hey, how about I send a skinny girl FEMA tent, huh? Mm. No, Bethany, that's just you gone too far.
A skinny girl FEMA tent. She would, too.
She would. Skinny
You're
girl life.
You're sleeping under a margarita lime, okay? There's holes in it, but it's because of the seeds. Blame them.
Okay, I'm sending everyone skinny girl tequila to get through Houston, okay? Yeah. Get through it, okay?
It's like, all right, everybody, here's some skinny girl popcorn. They're like the size of a palm.
I do actually wonder, in a very dark way, I do wonder how Cynthia Rose from Marriage Medicine Houston, how she is handling it. Like, I kind of am amused by the idea of her perhaps being on like a little canoe, just paddling through and being like, would you believe this? You know what these people need right now? My silhouette art.
Yes, she's doing slavery silhouettes on a raft somewhere.
Just save them.
Completely oblivious to the
world. Everyone's like,
yeah, everyone's like, yikes. It's like, no matter how difficult it is to cope with the national tragedy, nothing can quite make you as sad as Cindy Rose passing you in a raft. Speaking of Rose, my Rose is my husband. And everybody starts cracking up. And Andy's like, well, you know, you gotta hand it to Luann. You know, she did it. She's like, I did, didn't I, Andy?
Also, by the way, when they were watching the video of them all in Mexico, which was a really funny video, by the way, that was a really funny clip package. In the middle of it, you know, remember Ramona had that issue with her face? So in the middle of it, Luann just goes, at the reunion, Luann just turns to Ramona and goes, oh my God, your face, Ramona. I mean, would you look at that? Craziness.
Looks like a pizza. And then Dorinda having her fit at the table and stabbing. I stabbed myself. Look at that. Isn't that funny? You know what's crazy about that? When I did that, I didn't even feel it. That's the crazy part. I'm like, that's not the crazy part, that you didn't feel anything, okay? No one is shocked that you didn't feel anything, Dorinda.
I know. No one is shocked that you decided to recreate a scene from Alien at this trip. Wasn't it Alien or Aliens where they were stabbing, doing that thing with a knife with the fingers?
I see it on everything where there's an army show ever. Like an army hangout. The guys are just hanging out playing poker.
Predator. Makes sense because Ramona's face was looking like the Predator's vision. Just like red splotches.
It's like through a night vision camera.
Whoa, I'm Predator's POV.
I'll be back, okay? That's the Terminator.
She's just confused with everything.
Wrong Arnold movie.
She's like, I'll be back, and I'm having a baby, too, and I can't have one, but science is... No, now you're just mixing Terminator with Junior.
Danny DeVito is my twin, okay? I didn't ask for this.
You know what my favorite movie is? Red Sonja. That's about you, Sonja.
Stupid.
I know. It's my favorite show that I do in San Tropez. Nigerian football teams, they love Red Sonja. It's when I open up my legs and I show, no, that's enough. We don't need to hear. We don't need to hear what the
Red
Sonja.
It's all I was trying to teach Tinsley, and then I got vilified for it. So
vilified Blanca.
They showed a clip of Luann just being wasted and falling down over and over, and everyone applauded. And he's like, wow, I mean, we've seen some drunk trips, but give it to Luann for being the drunkest ever. And she's like, did you see me in that bush? I didn't want to get out of it. I was so happy.
It was the happiest bush I'd ever been in.
Bethany's like, yeah, and the next day you're like, I took a tumble in the garden. That wasn't a tumble. That was man down.
Man down. It was like you felt a big garden of pussy, you know? Huh?
Well, thank you, Shecky.
Like, literally, if it'd been me, if I'd fallen into the bushes, like, I would have been just like, honestly, kill me the bushes. Like, honestly, just like, stuff a bush down my throat. Okay, it's like, you know, it's like shoving pussy down your throat. Like, it's like too much. I can't have so much pussy. Like, honestly, kill me now. Like, just let me bleed out in the bushes, okay? Like, the bushes are red because I'm bleeding out and then I'm dead. Like, honestly, kill me now.
Why can't this bush just let me be happy? Like, seriously. It's like, these bushes don't want me to be happy.
Like, honestly, like, Bobby McFerrin, like, don't worry. How about you be happy? Okay? Like, honestly, like, don't tell me to be happy. How about like, don't worry, be quiet. How about that? That's a
yeah,
that's
of course,
a
you're
song,
happy.
Okay?
You came up with, like, three words for an entire song. Like,
yeah.
I work.
You didn't get instruments, okay? Like, I work. Okay? Like, how about this? Like, a real band. Okay? Like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Don't worry. Be crappy. Okay? How about that? Huh?
Skinny girl, like a third of the syllables of your most famous song ever. Okay?
Like... Now I know the song note by note. Okay? Guess what? Like, shut up. Like, don't worry, shut up. How about that? That's a great song, Bobby McFerrin. How about this? I'll take your Grammys and you go and don't worry being shut up. Okay? How did we get to Bobby McFerrin?
I don't even know.
Things happen so quickly. You know what it is? Like, this is our penultimate New York episode of the year. We gotta cram everything in.
This, I'm looking through these notes and I'm like, how did we get here?
Well, they're because at this point the show kind of was like then became like a let's laugh at our greatest hits. So then they're talking about this. It's the Super Bowl of drinking. Like we were preparing 10 years for this. We're preparing like all our life. And then Tinsley's like, yeah, I was drinking down in Palm Beach. I was getting ready for it too. I'm like, oh, Tinsley.
And then Bethany. Well, I think it was after this. So first, Andy's like, Dorinda, that was pretty harsh when Bethany yelled at you. Are there still hard feelings? And she's like,
no, you didn't know how I'm feeling. We made a pact before this trip. We were like, we can do whatever we want. You do whatever you want. We did it.
The
you know, it was fine. You know, it was a good time. I cried, called myself a boo. It was great.
And then Andy's like, yeah, but Bethany, somebody said that you're a nag, and don't you think you're a control freak? And she's like, you think I don't know I'm a control freak? What the hell? Like, seriously, literally, what is this news to me? I'm like, it's like Deepak 101, okay?
Yeah, that's like saying H2O is water, okay? Like, come on, obvious.
The like, first secret about good the H2O-zing. Secret is not a fucking secret, okay? Like, we've all read it. Like, I get it. Like.
So Bethany feels like, because this is getting into the Dorinda thing a little bit, and Bethany feels like the other women judge her for her success, which I can understand. I actually do feel like when you get really successful, it's probably hard not to be concerned about that. And to be fair, I did appreciate Bethany saying, like, I know I was pretty much annoying everyone with skinny girl stuff. And I know, like, people were kind of annoyed that the genesis of this trip was basically, you know, an outgrowth of the skinny girl thing. But basically, I really wanted this to be perfect because I was really excited to go to the skinny girl thing. Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'm glad you recognized that, Bethany.
Well, she's like, well, yeah, there's skinny girl bottles everywhere. People make fun of me because it's like, ah, oh, there's a skinny girl bottle behind her head. Like, I get it. But this one day was actually about it. Like, it wasn't just props that I forced people to, like, glue to their walls when I would visit their house, okay? It was, like, the one day actually about it. It was a three-episode, you know, arc that was actually dedicated.
It's like, Bethany, no, it's not the only episode that was every episode you've been in has actually been dedicated, okay?
You know, I would actually like a return to Bethany cooking shit. You know, I know she's about to have her spinoff where she flips stuff with Frederick, and, you know, I believe she's actually very capable in that area too. But, you know, I feel like we haven't actually seen her cook in a while. That's what she was. You know, I remember the days when she was making little granola cookies and trying to sell them at Whole Foods. She was, you know, a healthy chef. And I think it would actually be really charming if we saw her get back to those roots a little bit next season.
Yeah. Well, you know, like she'll probably come out with recipes that you can make with margarita mix, you know.
Margarita lemon bars.
Oh, and that's like a real prediction, by the way.
Yeah.
It'll be like how you can make certain kinds of cakes with Kool-Aid mix. It's like, okay, Kool-Aid man, we get it. You're trying to stay relevant. So let's see here. Next up, Bethany becomes the critic of her own show, which she's like her own Yelp review. She's like, yeah, you know, I watch these clips. Like, this is literally the best season I've ever seen of this show. Yeah. You don't say, huh?
Yeah. So then I think at this point, I think we then move on to the Rose and Thorn segment to wrap it up, right? Am I correct? Am I skipping anything?
Rose and Thorn.
So this is where we resurrect the Rose and Thorn game, where Luann's like, my husband, Tom, Rose of all life. And they're like, okay, what's the Rose and Thorn of the season? Luann's like, well, my Rose was getting married to Tom D'Agostino. And my Thorn was hearing all the talk about Tom because I love him. I love him so much, but I appreciate all the concern you bitches have for me, but I love Tom. See Rose above.
Thanks for having my back, girls, while you stab it multiple times on the yacht we got.
In Palm Beach, East or West, unspecified.
And then Dorinda's like, my rose is Hannah, recognizing the pile of change by the gravesite. So I know the Richard was there. And the thorn was inviting me badly because we were moving forward. We were such a good place. And I was like, this is great. And it wasn't great. You know what I mean?
And my thorn was fighting with Bethany because you come in here, and I live here, as a home, and I stab myself, and we go here, as a dinner, as a love, wait, relax, 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 dinner time,
Tinsy's like, roses, cock on me, roses. And Sonya's like, well, and then Sonya, I don't remember Tinsley's. What were
she
her?
She said her rose moved back to New York and meeting Scott, and then her thorn was fighting with Sonya. And Sonya was, her rose was putting the Dorinda thing to bed. And my thorn was too much tough love on Tinsley. I should have just relaxed and given her two tickets to Cabaretlesque playing at the YMCA on the East River.
This really is a cute way to end it. It's like, here's what I learned this season. Mm-hmm. I like it because sometimes it's just like, any last thoughts? I'm like, well, you hurt my feelings, but I guess I'll have to get over it. But yeah. This one, they're like, well, here's the good and what I should have learned. And Carol's like,
the thorn was the election and the rose was going to Washington. I used to work with AIDS.
It's like, oh.
And Ramona says, my thorn was my behavior towards Bethany, but my rose was Mexico. That was such a fun trip. Why was it a fun trip? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
My rose was Bethany getting naked right after she told me she would only be naked in public 20 years ago and she would never do that now, kind of proving my point that she's going to embarrass her daughter by being naked and a whore monster. Thank you.
My other rose was not getting invited to Luann's wedding, even though I'm her best friend and already booked a room in West Palm Beach, okay?
And Bethany's like, the rose is like, I don't even know. I didn't listen to that. What's a rose? Like, who cares? Like, seriously? The rose is the color of skinny girl, and they're lucky I don't sue them. Okay?
You know what? Honestly, like, some say rose. Like, honestly, like, what are we, Bette Midler right now singing about roses? Like, honestly, I can't. Like, how about this? How about we put the rose back? What are we, in a parade? Huh? Were you in Pasadena? You know, how about I have Pasadena on this question? Okay? Get it? Huh? Andy? Huh? Pussy? Talk.
Some say love. Love is a river. A river is sex now, too? Oh, my God. She's like, my thorn is, no offense, Ramona. Like, I mean, I guess it probably affected me, but, like you affected me a little bit, but, like, you can't even be my thorn right now. I'm like, it affected you a little bit. Are you really going to say that Ramona is not important enough to affect you after you just screamed for 3 hours and berated her for 20 weeks? That it didn't affect you.
God,
no.
God bless this show. God bless it. Put it in the Library of Congress. All of mankind needs to know about this show for the rest of eternity. It's just so good. It's so good. And then, I appreciate it. Sorry, you go.
No, I was just going to say, Bethany's sure to have the last line as always, because it's like, the music starts coming in, they take a shot and cheers. And then she's like,
I got more hair on my face from that shot than Sonya had on her bush. Ha ha! That's right.
Like, close. It's like a little circle closes on Bethany's face and she just winks.
Who would be Chilly Willy though in the in between one? I think that'd be would be Chilly Willy. Well, look at this igloo. It's a little cold in here, okay?
put your wiggly away, okay? My father already is calling me a whore. Okay.
And I think clearly Dorinda would be the elevator dog. Going down.
Going down. I stabbed myself.
I made it nice.
Floor once stabbed me. Oh, it was the emergency key. I didn't even feel it.
I think every time the elevator passes the floor, it goes, clip, 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 going down, Jan, going down.
Ding.
Well, we made it to the end of another episode where we somehow managed to go on a run about Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, Bobby McFerrin, and Woody Woodpecker. So I say job well done.
And good job for the whole season. Loved this show. Absolutely hilarious. I'm sad that it's going to be gone.
I'm sad, too. I'm glad we get one more shot on Saturday to do our New York accents. And tomorrow we're talking Auckland, which is going to be a very different show than today's. Because on the Auckland episode, someone drops the N-word. So
good times.
Very different candor to that episode.
Yeah, good times, guys. Everyone, thanks so much for being here. We will see some of you this weekend. And everyone else, we will see on Monday.
Yeah. Bye. Or tomorrow, too.
Oh, I mean tomorrow. Yeah, you know what I mean.